Our next attribute is Ohev Esha Mesharim. Many of the commentaries explain that this is referring to being Yashar, the Midah of Yashrus. The Tiferes Yisrael says, Midos Yisharos, V'tzidakos, righteous, integrity, straight. That is what is being referred to here. Similarly, the Medrash Shmuel, in one of his interpretations, gives a kind of twist to it. He says, not only are you Ohev Es HaYosher Ubo Yidabek, you love being straight, honest, integrity, and you cleave to that. And specifically, he adds, "Ke'eno machnif," excuse me, "l'shum adam." You don't engage in flattery and all sorts of machinations, but rather have integrity, are straight, no double speak, integrity, yashrus. In a sefer on Perkei Avos, reflecting the Musar tradition, they suggest that another aspect of this, part of the integrity they're referring to, is that someone who has this midah, who is ohev mesharim, cannot tolerate injustice. Not just that they are a yashar, but they're ohev es hamesharim, and they just simply cannot tolerate justice. So, for example, if you think about it, they give examples, whether it's Yaakov and others in Bereishis, who get involved in fights that seemingly have nothing to do with him, the shepherds, and Moshe, we know him, Shmos, gets himself involved in all sorts of things which are not directly related to him. Well, why did they do that? So the Sforno in Bereishis and Perek Kaftet, Pasuk Zayin, talking about Yaakov in one of these situations, says, Hatzadik yim'as es ha'avel, gam kein ha'acherim. Because someone who's a truly a tzaddik simply rejects, cannot tolerate the injustice, even if it's not he who's the victim, but somebody else's. And while the comment of the Sforno is made about Yaakov, reasonable to apply that to Moshe as well. But this is another dynamic, another aspect of Yashrus, and that is being someone who simply cannot tolerate justice, no matter who the victim is. The Pasuk in Mishlei that's quoted by the Sforno of the proof text, Toavas Tzadikim Ish Avel, that is to say that a person who is a tzaddik, so what is repugnant to him will be ish avel, will be a lack of yashrus. This overall idea is succinctly summarized by Rav Matisyahu Solomon as simply yashrus halev. There are certain people whose lave is just not yashar, it's not straight, it's bent, and has all the different nafgamina that we mentioned and others that all can fit into this broad category. But a person who has Ohev Es HaMesharim is someone who has Yashrus HaLev. Everything they do is with integrity, is straight, no double talk, just straight. And the truth is that there are many psukim that allude to this notion. Maybe one of the most important is in Koheles, in Perek Zayin, where Hashem says, Matzati Asher Asa HaElokim Es HaAdam Yashar V'Hema Bikshu Cheshbonos Rabin. Right? So Hashem wants us to be yashar, there's a certain part of that that's implanted in us, and yet people are always looking for make cheshbonos, as we would say, all sorts of excuses and machinations and calculations to avoid just going straight, being yashar. Mishlei, right in the beginning, al pasuk gimel, that a person who is lakachas musar, haskel, tzedek u'mishpat, u'meisharim. Similarly, in the second parak of Mishlei, pasuk tes, az tavin Tzedek u'mishpat u'meisharim kol ma'agal tov. And as Rav Yaakov Emden points out here in the Lechem Shemayim, in these Pesukim in Mishlei, you see this idea of Yashar can be on par with Mishpat, with Tzedek, right, with some of the most hallowed descriptions and ideals of our tradition, righteousness, honesty, integrity, and Yashar is put right there with them. Another Pasuk in Malachi in Perek Bet regarding Shevet Levi, B'shalom u'b'mishor halach iti. Mishor, mesharim, being straight. The Vilna Gaon, in a number of places in Mishlei, both in Perek Bet, for example, as well as in Perek Yudalid, the Gra says very, very strongly, talks very powerfully about the importance of being a yashar, but the Gra points out that it's always a question of how do you know what the yashar thing to do is? How do you know what's the straight thing? How do you know what integrity and justice requires? And he points out that Really, ultimately, there is only one way. Umamir osam b'derech hayashar lefi haTorah. The only way you can know this is based on the Torah. On the contrary, on the opposite, laval yasur me'atas haTorah. But one shouldn't make the mistake to think that they can figure this out completely on their own. And again, he repeats this in other places as well, that even someone who would be learned, who's a good person, nevertheless, ein lo lehi she'ein al sichlo. And I'm not sure if he meant it this way, but I'll explain it in the slightly moderate way of understanding that. But one shouldn't rely exclusively on their seichel. I think it's obvious that we need our own intelligence, our own ability to think critically and honestly. But that's, I guess, once it's filtered through the lens of Torah, the Vilna Gaon would say. But to think that we could come up with what's the right thing, what's justice, completely absent of an absolute moral code. So that's folly. We use our seichel to understand Torah, but not as an independent source. The Gra is very strong on this, and I think much of human history and even recent experience certainly confirms that point, that once you untether a person's even sincere interest in being a yashar and being moral and having integrity and fighting for justice, when you untether that from the basis of an absolute moral code like the Torah, it doesn't last long, and sometimes even in very short order goes awry. It's like the famous metaphor of, you know, if you cut a flower off of its roots, eventually it will die. So there's a lot you can do above the surface, a lot of things that Seichel can provide, but there has to be rooted, ultimately, in Torah. The Chassid Yaivitz points out, as he and others had done previously, that this is also like the earlier midos that we had seen in the recent Shurim, in plural, Meisharim, not Yashar, but Meisharim in plural. Why? So the Yaivit says, V'chein b'meisharim sh'yelechu v'yolich acherim. Similar to what we've seen in previous Shurim, the Yaivit says, this is because it's not enough to just be someone who is Yashar, but someone who has the Kinyan Torah is someone who also tried to make other people, inspire, educate, lead other people to be a Yashar, to have integrity. When thinking about this Mida of Yashrus, think about it as understood by these Mefarshim as integrity, I was reminded of a famous article that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal had written, and among other things, when he was talking about his Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, he mentioned the following, and I was able to find the exact quote, where he talks about how I was simply enthralled by what he was, who Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was. A remarkable fusion of mastery and simplicity, of vigor and humility, and above all, a pillar of radical integrity. That's the phrase I have never forgotten. I read this many, many years ago. But radical integrity. And in fact, what an unbelievable description of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. And I would second Rabbi Menachem Ganek in his written Hesped of Rav Lichtenstein. He made the point that the eloquent words that Rav Lichtenstein had used to describe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik apply equally to Rav Lichtenstein. Anyone who knows him, his personality, his interaction with people, his teaching, he too, like his Rebbe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, was someone of a radical integrity. And I would add, similarly, the double language of the Yaivitz, I think, applied to them as well. Not only were they unbelievably filled with this radical integrity, Meisharim, but also, not only Yelechu, but they were both Yelech Acherim. They both inspired others. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik inspired many others, none more important than Rav Aaron Lichtenstein himself. And Rav Lichtenstein, with his own Talmidim. So they not only modeled in their own lives this radical integrity, but have been able to Ohevas HaMesharim, Lashon Rabim, inspire others to follow in their lead as well. All this is the first interpretation of what Mesharim means. However, there's a second interpretation, suggested by some of the commentaries, including the Medrash Shmuel, who says in his second interpretation, Kam Efshar Sharamaz, Shali Olam Yeh Ohevas HaIyun HaYashar. We're talking about a way of learning, straightforward thinking, someone who rejects mental gymnastics. The Tiferes Yisrael, as well, says, what is Meisharim Hainu? Divrei Chachma. Namely, Shusone Komach Shavos Akumos Va'akushos. Shebehen Yirtze HaMitakesh LaHatzdik Inyano. People can come up with all sorts of convoluted svaras and mental gymnastics to prove a point. Says the Braisa, Ohevas HaMesharim, straight, glatt, they say in Yiddish, think straight, simple, direct, straightforward svaras, not too convoluted. Rav Yaakov Emden, in his Lechem Shamayim, when he's describing this, he really combines the two points. And he says that this is Iker Kol HaTorah V'Chol HaMidos. Fascinating. He says to be a Yashar is the essence, is the main thing of all Torah and of all Midos. After all, he says, if you're lacking in Yashar, the Torah itself will become spoiled, will become rotten. Yotzei Mishpat M'ukal, your psakim, your judgments in Sanhedrin, in Beis Din, and things like that, it'll all come out crooked. You won't be straight. L'chein tzarech l'hizaher od, he says, bein b'limud, bein b'maisa, shalol lintos mikav ha-yosher. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, both of these pshatim are true. We have to be straight, both in our actions and interactions with other people. We have to be straight, people of radical integrity, and also in our learning. Again, I think that these, you know, go hand in hand. I wouldn't say maybe it's always the case, but I think there's a certain underlying chisaron that some people have which could affect both. And similarly, there's an underlying mila that a person who is a galat thinker, who's a yasher in his learning, will often be a yasher in life, and vice versa. Again, there are unfortunate exceptions in both directions, but I think the Lechem Shemayim is onto something. It's not just that they're both important, but they really both are connected. Getting back to the learning, just worth noting that obviously some of these makoros come out of the generation of Pilpul, and to some extent that's a lot of where the critique is. And there are achronim, such as the Nefesh HaChaim and the Keren Ora, who talk about having Svara Yeshara, that's a big phrase, think straight, and I think that seems to be an anti-Pilpul polemic, if I'm not mistaken. And really interestingly, the Ramah, in Yoredeya, when he's talking about how you determine who your Rebbe Mufok is, he says it's not necessarily someone who taught you Pilpulim and the various Chilukim, but rather, Mishalomdo Psacha Halacha Ve'iyun Ve'heimidu Ala Emes Ve'hayosher. So this idea of Yashrus, of being straight and learning, in many circles, is symbolic of a direct, not overly convoluted style of learning. Yet at the same time, there are other Makaros, even Rabbeinu Yonah in Avos, the Taz and Shulchan Aruch and Siman Mem Zayin, who speak about the importance and the value of Pilpul, either Pilpul, you know, quote unquote, with a capital P, the style of Limud, or just more broadly, an in-depth analytic style, could be vaguely described as just Pilpul unofficially, and how important that is, especially for Talmidim, to teach them how to think and to get them excited about learning. So this is a much bigger topic, which is way far afield of our little mini shear here, but you know, it's the kind of thing which is a little bit tricky to pin down because, you know, if you ask almost anyone, no matter what their style of learning is, they'll probably say that what they do is a Svara Yashara. You know, so no one would, you know, admit that they have Svaros Akumos, you know, convoluted Svaras. So what exactly is the right derech and the best derech and what are the standards to meet this? A little bit tricky, but seems that at minimum we can say that there are certain advantages to exciting convoluted learning, and there may even be some really necessary depth to it, but certainly there is a danger that we have to be careful and be reticent about. A third and completely different interpretation of our Braisa, again, not just Midos Yesharos, integrity, and not just learning a straight, non-convoluted manner. A third and completely different approach is suggested by Rav Baruch Halevi Epshin in his Baruch She'amar. He says, "V'li nira de shem meisharim yunach al hanhaga yeshara be'adam lemakol." Not about your integrity dealing with people, but it's referring to your interactions with Hashem, your mitzvahs be'adam lemakol. And what is that referring to? He says, "Your ohev la'asos hatov v'hayashar ben Hashem af im yuchal lios chofshi." In other words, according to him, meishari means you are doing things, all the mitzvos, for the right reason. He continues and says, me'ahava, you're doing it l'shem shamayim, or avod Hashem me'ahava, and the true test of that is, you look for opportunities to do more mitzvos, and not for opportunities to be exempt. Even when you could be exempt, you try to find opportunities to become obligated to perform mitzvot. That's what ohev es ha'meisharim. The yashar refers to the Sisvar Yashuvah HaTov and other psukim, he understands referring to your Benam Lamakom, your mitzvos with Hashem. And Oheiv Esha Meisharim, you love it, you look for opportunities to be obligated, and not, even if you could be chofshi, even if you could be exempt, you don't rely on that, but rather you look for opportunities. So here is a completely different interpretation, that overall in your religious life, you should be a religious maximalist. You should be looking for opportunities and not looking to take advantage of possible exemptions. Just to conclude, we saw that there was a unit of Ohev Es HaMokom and Ohev Es HaBrios. Certainly those go together. But in our last three shiurim, we've seen Ohev Es HaTochachos, Ohev Es HaTzedakos, and now lastly, Ohev Es HaMisharim. And the Maharal of the Derech Chaim suggests that all three of these go together. It's not just a random threesome. Rather, all three of these, not coincidentally, are part of the Kinyanei Torah because they are necessary for success in learning, because he suggests that these three categories represent the three aspects that virtually all of the Torah is comprised of. Number one, Ohev Es HaTzedakos, says many mitzvahs stem from a broader category of tzedakah, whether it's literally charity, or more broadly, acts of chesed, hashavas aveda, or even things like he says, kibud av va'em. It's hard to know exactly how he's defining the word tzedakah, but it sounds like he may mean anything that is either, you know, irrational, ben adam l'chavero, the way many of the mafarshim speak about kibud av va'em as being a repayment of a debt, piron chov, or an obvious hakar satov, gratitude, all those things under the broader category of things which are core aspects of just doing the right thing, justice, if you will, tzedakos. Secondly, he says, Ohev Es HaTochachos. He says there are many, this refers to the many isurim that exist whose purpose is to prevent someone from violating the will of Hashem. They serve, so to speak, as a tochacha. And therefore these types of lotases, come with many punishments that the Sanhedrin, often the Beis Din, will have to mete out. So tochachos he sees as a mashal, as a category of almost all of the isurim. And last but not least, we have the meisharim, which he understands refers to the yashrus of behavior. And this refers to all the dinim of justice, dinim of mamonos, being honest with people, interacting with in business, etc., etc. As the Pasuk in Hosea says, Pasuk Perek Yedaled, Ki Yesharim Darchei Hashem, that the reason that Meisharim comes at the end is in the end, it all comes down to that yashrus. We really need all three to comprise all of Torah, but it all comes down to ultimately Ki Yesharim Darchei Hashem.